Take your Bible, if you would, please, and find the Old Testament book of Ezekiel. The Old Testament book of Ezekiel and chapter number 18. Speak to you this evening on sour grapes. The book of Ezekiel and chapter number 18. We will read verses 1 through 4, if you would please. Would you take your King James Version Bible? Stand with me. Out of respect to God's great and good book, would you stand with me and we will read verses 1 through 4. The Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, chapter number 18. We will read verses 1 through 4. Let us read those out loud together. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse number 1. Are you ready? Let's read. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith the Lord, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Father, thank you so much for mercy, for grace, for love, for joy, for this day, for this book. You've given many great and good undeserved gifts. Thank you, Father. You're a very good Father this evening. I'm a most unworthy servant, not worthy to be called your son. My Father, I would be used of you, please. I would be helped by you, God. Believe this evening that there is a purpose and a plan for everything. God, you know all things. God, I believe you forestall the plans of the enemy and you get the victory. I believe that, God, because I read Romans 8:28. All things work together for good. I believe that, God, because I read about what King Herod wanted to do, and you overthrew that plan. God, I know tonight the book says, your good book says that the devil's organized, and he has a marshaled army against thy people. God, I believe there are more that are for us than are for them. God, I believe this evening that if God be for us, who can be against us? God, I believe tonight that what Mr. Abraham Lincoln said was correct when he said it doesn't matter if God is on our side. The question is, are we on God's side? I would be right with thee, Father. And I would ask in Jesus' name, bless, save, convert, heal, 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 please, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may have a seat. Bible is a most wondrous and mysterious and marvelous book. I've been studying its pages for 36 years, approximately. The newness of God's word never ceases to amaze me, how that you can look at a passage and not understand it, and read it many times and not understand it, and then you get it. I'm hoping this evening that you will get this idea, because it is an important one tonight. The message of God came to the prophet Ezekiel. People of Israel, had been using this proverb, and God was saying, this proverb that you've been using about sour grapes, it's just not the truth. They had been propagating this parable about sour grapes throughout the nation, and God said, the time is going to come, I'm going to put a stop to that parable. You're not going to say that anymore. God said in that passage of Ezekiel that, as I live, verse number 3, you won't use this parable anymore in Israel. And he explains to them, verse number 4, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father, the soul of the Son, all souls are mine. And it is the individual's responsibility for their life or for their death. Did you get that this evening? It is the individual's responsibility for their life or for their death. God said, I want you to understand tonight that the sour grape parable, that is going to come to a stop, that is no longer going to be propagated, promoted throughout the nation of Israel. The Lord would stop that parable from continuing to be propagated because it was a lie. Here's what they were doing. They were saying that because the fathers have eaten these sour grapes, because the fathers had eaten sour grapes, they said it was the children over here who their teeth was set on edge. It describes their teeth as being set on edge. It's an old statement that means that they were suffering calamity. They were suffering bitterness, that they were suffering sourness because over here the fathers had eaten some sour grapes, and then as a result, the children said, that's why we're bitter, because the fathers ate sour grapes, the previous generation ate sour grapes, that previous group of people, that previous generation, they ate sour grapes, and since they eat those sour grapes, we are bitter. And God said, no, the truth of the matter is, I'm going to stop that parable. That parable won't continue to be taught. The sour grapes, the bitter grapes, the misfortunes, and the calamities, and the punishments were each individual person's responsibility. You see, the whole passage, as you read through there, it talks about God saying, all lives are mine. Sinful people will perish. Righteous people will live. The just shall live. The wicked shall die. The son of a good man, well, if that son does good, then he won't die. He will live. The son of a bad man who doesn't do bad, he won't die, but he will live. And God is saying it is each person's individual responsibility. The sour grapes that the fathers ate do not mean tonight that the children are bitter. The soul that lives, it lives because of its own religion. The soul that dies, it dies because of its lack of religion. The wicked who repents and turns from evil, well, he would live and his sins would never be mentioned. His sins would be erased. His behavior is different. His record is clean. He is forgiven. But the person who has no religion, who never believes in God, who never trusts Christ as their Savior, that person would die because it is each individual's personal responsibility for their own happiness, their own life, their own sorrow, their own joy, and their own outcomes. And here's what Israel said, that is unfair. You see, what they were doing is they were blaming the consequences that they were suffering on what other people had done over there. Can I tell you this evening? My success depends on me. Now, a good family can enhance it. Good parents can enhance it. But my success depends on me tonight. Can I tell you tonight? My success depends on me, and your success depends on you. Your friends can enhance it, or your friends can detract from it, but ultimately, it all comes down to you. And the younger generation was looking at the older generation and saying, You ate these sour grapes, and because you ate those sour grapes, we are bitter. You ate those sour grapes, and because you ate those sour grapes, we are miserable. No, God said. God said, the fathers ate the grapes. The fathers ate the grapes. And whoever eats the sour grapes, they're sour because they ate the sour grapes, not because somebody else ate the sour grapes. Hey, do you get that this evening? Your success or your lack of success isn't because of somebody else. It's because of you tonight. Your happiness or your lack of happiness tonight isn't because of somebody else. It isn't because of your family. It isn't because of your friends. Now, they can enhance it or they can detract from it, but ultimately, it all depends upon me tonight. And God said the land would stop repeating this parable. They wouldn't repeat it any longer because it is personal responsibility that this passage teaches. Now tonight, none of my family, my mom, my brother, his family, my sister, none of them tonight are in church. Not one of them. But that doesn't give me an excuse. See, tonight I'm in church because I'm responsible to God. Now, I had a good family growing up, a moral family growing up. And my mom took me to church every Sunday morning. But you see, ultimately, I'm a result. I'm in church tonight because I chose to be in church. And I can't say, well, my mom's not in church, my dad's not in church, my brother's not in church, my sister's not in church, my cousin's not in church, my nephew's not in church, my aunt's not in church. Hey, that doesn't give me an excuse tonight. God said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die, and the soul that does right, it shall live. So tonight, if a person has eaten sour grapes, you ate the grapes. It's not somebody else that made you sour. They didn't eat the grapes. You ate the grapes. I am responsible tonight for my own happiness, my own fortune, my own misfortune, my own situations. I am responsible. See, tonight, there's a whole generation, there's a whole segment of our society that likes to blame other people. It's the police, it's the government, it's the teacher, it's the boss at work. No. Now, those things can detract from your happiness or they can add to your success, but ultimately, it comes down to me tonight. See, if you go to heaven tonight or if you go to hell tonight, it doesn't depend on your family's religion. It depends upon your relationship with God and your relationship with the Bible and your relationship with the cross of Christ. God said, I'm going to put a stop to the story that the fathers ate sour grapes, and because the fathers ate those sour grapes, as a result, the children were bitter. Now, what your dad does or what your mom does can detract or add to your happiness or your failure, but ultimately it depends upon you. A person can grow up in a bad home, in a bad circumstance and do right, and a person can grow up in a good home, in a good circumstance and do wrong. You tonight are personally responsible for whether you're happy or whether you're miserable. It has nothing to do this evening with what's in your wallet. It has everything to do with what is in your heart tonight. Your happiness, your lack of happiness, your spiritual level, your lack of spiritual level, it all depends not on your family, not on your church. It depends upon you. So this evening, God said, this parable will stop. The parable of sour grapes, it will come to an end. It will no longer be said in the nation of Israel that we can blame the other generation. It depends upon each individual. We are ruined because of them, the generation would say. No, God says you're not ruined because of them. You're ruined because of you. We're going into captivity because of them. No, God said, you're not being overrun and conquered because of them. You're being overrun and conquered because of you. It all depends upon you tonight. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be miserable. You can choose to be spiritual. You can choose to be backslidden. You can choose to be right with God. You can choose to be away from God. It all depends upon you. Well, you say, I don't have a good family. Welcome to the human race. You say, I don't have a good church. Welcome to the human race. You say, I just don't have anybody that encourages me. Welcome to the human race. That's life. But God doesn't give me an excuse to say, okay, you can do wrong because there's nobody, because somebody else did wrong. You get an excuse to do wrong. No, there's nobody that gets that excuse. You eat the grapes. It's not the fathers that ate the grapes. You ate the sour grapes. So you're bitter tonight. You're bitter tonight, I understand. But I want you to understand that your bitterness is because you ate the grapes. It's not because somebody else. You ate the grapes. I'm not going to eat the red ones. I think the red ones are nasty. I know they don't taste any different. That's unfair, Israel said. And as you get to the end of the chapter, God says, verse number 31, get a new spirit. Get a new heart. You need to have a change of heart and a change of spirit, a change of mind and a change of attitude. Because, my friend, you see, blaming the previous generation for the problems in this generation, trying to absolve myself of personal responsibility tonight, that just does not work. So you're bitter tonight. But you're bitter tonight because you ate the sour grapes, not because of what your parents did. You're bitter tonight, okay? But you're bitter tonight because you ate the sour grapes, not because of your family. You're bitter tonight because of you. You ate the grapes, God said. Your fathers ate the grapes and you ate the grapes. That's why you're bitter tonight. Personal responsibility. If you have financial problems, family problems, spiritual problems tonight, whatever problems, the first step to getting help is this tonight. It is my problem. Personal responsibility. My friend, how much that is lacking in this generation. My friend, tonight, if all my family wasn't in church, if Tracy Lynn, Taylor, Dylan, Heaven, if none of them were in church tonight, I'd be here. Because I'm responsible for me. And if my entire family said, we're not going to church tonight, I'd be here. If nobody else came to prayer meeting, I would. Because I'm personally responsible. God still said in that book, ask and it shall be given you. So understand tonight, my happiness doesn't depend on people out there. It depends on this person right there. Happiness doesn't depend on, now the past generation can enhance it. The past generation can detract from it. But my happiness, my success, my prosperity, my problems, all of it, it all starts and begins right here with me and starts and begins right here with you. Hey, stop looking at your parents and saying, well, they're why I'm miserable. No, you're miserable because you ate the grapes. Stop looking at your family and say, well, because of what my brother did or my sister said or because of what my cousins did. No, 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 no. Stop looking at them and blaming it and say, hey, I'm unhappy tonight because I ate those grapes. I ate the grapes. It wasn't my dad who ate the grapes. It was my mom who ate the grapes. I ate the grapes. The sour grapes, I ate them. Not somebody else. My fault. My problem. My responsibility. Tonight, God said, I'm going to put a stop to that parable. Sour grapes. My friend, they were going to be through blaming others for their misfortune. Through blaming others for their calamity, they were going to have to realize you're sour and bitter and backslidden and away from God and going to be destroyed because of the grapes they ate. My bitterness or my success, my failure or my prosperity, it depends on me tonight. It doesn't depend on church members. It depends on me tonight. It doesn't depend on family members. It depends on me tonight. A good family can contribute to it. A good church can contribute to it. But tonight, if I am sour or if I am successful, it's because I eat the grapes, not because of somebody else. Let us bow our heads have a word of prayer together. My Father, thank you so much for the cross of Calvary. It sweetens the bitter waters of life. And I thank you tonight, Father in heaven, for the cross that sweetens the bitterest and darkest of all experiences. Now, God in heaven, I would ask by the power of the cross and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ that the power of the wicked one would be broken, defeated, bound, and that God would get the honor. And God, this evening, I believe that I'm happy or unhappy. I'm happy or a failure. I'm miserable or I'm magnificent because of me, not because of what others do to me. God, help us to learn that lesson. Now, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. You see, I'm where I'm at, and you're where you're at tonight because you chose, not because somebody else chose. You chose. My attitude tonight, your attitude tonight, is because you ate the grapes, not because somebody else did. You ate the grapes. It's not your mom. It's you. It's not your brother. It's you. It's you. And when you get to that place, that's a wonderful place to be because you can finally take responsibility for your own grapes. Now, if you're here tonight and you don't know for sure you're on your way to heaven, I urge you to trust the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Please, 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 don't go to hell. I beg you tonight, don't go to hell. If you have not received Christ as Savior and don't know for sure you're on your way to heaven, when the music plays, we urge you, we pray that you'll step from your seat when the music plays. You'll step out of your seat, you'll come to the front with the other people and kneel, give God your sins, and let Christ come into your heart. If you're here tonight and you're unhappy, it's not because of the person sitting next to you. It's not because of your family. It's because of you tonight. If you're successful, it's because of you tonight. Now, family and friends, they enhanced it. Good church enhanced it. But here's what I'd urge you to do tonight. Come and say, God, kneel and say, God, from here on, I am taking responsibility for my life. I am responsible for my happiness. I am responsible for my success. It's not in anybody else's hands. And you would be exactly what God said. No more are people going to say, sour grapes. I got sour grapes. Sour grapes. I got sour grapes because of my fathers. Let us stand together. The music will play. Others are coming. If you're not sure you're on your way to heaven, I urge you to step from your seat. You should step from your seat, sir, ma'am. Step and kneel. Give God your sins and let Christ come within your heart this evening. The fathers ate sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. The children are bitter and miserable. No. Not because of the fathers, because they ate the grapes. It's not because your dad ate the grapes. It's because you ate the grapes. It's not because of mom. It's because of you. It's not because of dad. It's because of you. It's not because of your church. It's because of you. Because of you. Not because of anybody else. Because of you. You ate the grapes.